Hello, Stuart and Jody here at Carey Baptist Church in Melton. Welcome to our regular listeners, both those locally within the area and those listening from further afield. You're all welcome. Let's commit this time into prayer. Let us pray. Father, as we are listening online in our homes, we pray that you would come near to us, that you would join us with each other and with you, that you would speak to us during this time of worship. We offer you our attention. We offer you our worship. We offer you our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jody is going to come now and do our scripture reading, which is from Matthew 20, verses 1. To 16.
It's titled The Parable of the Workers in the Vineyard. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came, and each earned a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "Those who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I'm not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So, the last will be first, and the first will be last.
Thank you, Jody, for that reading. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you would bless the reading and reflection upon your word as we reflect on our theme of building community. Lord, lead us and guide us by your Spirit, and speak to each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're continuing with our theme of building a community, and this week we're looking at working for the kingdom. So just to recap, we are looking at building community. We're thinking about, why do people join a community? For example, why would they want to join us? And what ultimately makes them want to stay? We have considered how a shared experience can draw people in. And last week we thought about the collective identity of a group and what makes people stay around and join in. This week we are thinking about another aspect of community which is important if people are going to stick around. We're going to look at work and participation, having a common task, because people are committed to what they have a hand in creating. Usually the focus when preaching on this parable relates to the wages and the issues of fairness and justice and equality, or those who have been around for a long time feeling resentful of new people, etc. And probably the original parable was directed at the disciples to make them welcoming of newcomers into the community, welcoming of those who would come to work with them for the kingdom of God in the Lord's vineyard. And we'll touch on that. But there's also another aspect in that people were invited to work. In verse 3 it says, about 9 in the morning he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, you also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right. So they went. So the landowner here is inviting those who are in the marketplace to come to work, to play their part. And everyone is needed, no matter what hour of the day they were called to work. The landowner, who here in this parable stands for God, goes out personally looking for the workers, which is unusual. He would probably leave that usually to his steward or to his manager. But here it was the landowner, or in this case, God himself, going out and inviting everyone personally. God is calling everyone to come and work in his vineyard for his kingdom. But not everyone responds, but he keeps on inviting and awaiting a response, for there is always more work to be done. I like to think that God continually pursues every human being right to the end of their lives and is always giving us opportunities to turn to him. Perhaps even at the point of death, he gives us one last opportunity to turn towards him, to turn towards the light. But that's just speculation. But I like to think that he doesn't give up until the very end. And who knows, he may not even give up then. This is a picture of how the kingdom works. Last week we looked at the characteristics of the kingdom. This week we see how it operates, so to speak. There is work to be done, and everyone is hired to be a worker, not to be a passive consumer. There is a danger for those of us who've been working in the vineyard for a long time to feel resentful that latecomers will get the same wages as us. And we all get the same wages at the end. What are those wages? Forgiveness, mercy, and entrance into God's eternal kingdom. We should be glad when others are invited and enter into the kingdom, even at the last hour. Not resentful. They may not have worked as long or as hard as we have in the kingdom. But we can't earn our salvation. God's forgiveness always comes as a free gift, a free invitation. And all we have to do is to receive and to respond. Now, just to look at some practical applications here for us as a church community. When people encounter our community, do they find opportunities to join in, to participate? Do we invite people to join in, to ask them to help out and to work in different ways? Or how do we create these opportunities? Getting a bit more personal now. Are you working for the kingdom? Are you participating? Are you using your gifts and skills to work for the kingdom? Thinking specifically about church, you are invited to take part. And this is more than turning up on Sundays. You are invited to work. Have you responded to that invitation? Now, I know, depending on our health conditions, our age, our abilities, we can all respond in different ways. And I'm not trying to induce guilt amongst people perhaps who are struggling or who are isolated at home now. But every one of us can play our part in the work of the kingdom. As we open up again, there are things that won't be restarting and things that will need to be rethought. But we, all of us, you and me, have a role to play. Consider your own involvement in the life and work of the church. Are you an ideas person? Can you think creatively with God about what we can do? Are you a details person? Can you help to draw up plans for activities and ideas? Are you a practical person? I'm not very practical, but many of us are. Can you help to put the plans into action? Or are you a people person, a relational person? Can you invite others? Can you get alongside and accompany others? When new people come along, will they find us to be an active, open community in which they are invited to come and play their part in creating something which they feel a part of in the service of God's kingdom? Because people are committed to what they have a hand in creating. Participation in the kingdom of God and the work of God is crucial for all of us. May we be glad when new people come along, and may we make space for them to work alongside us. May we learn from them and the ideas and the new things that they may bring with them. I'm inviting you to think about the work of the kingdom of God and how you can help us to build back better. If you want something specific to think about, consider the areas of church life where things won't be returning to how they were pre-pandemic. Our women's own group has drawn to a close, but there are still women and men who have needs for fellowship and gathering. Think about what we can do to provide for their needs. Think about what will happen to the lunch club, to services like Songs of Praise or parades. Think about the extra needs our children and youth will have through Girls Brigade, Boys Brigade, Toddle In and the Sunday Youth Group. Is there some way you can step up and help with the work? What about reaching out to people who have struggled through the lockdown? Think about how we can create spaces or opportunities for people. Do think and pray about these things. And do get in touch with any ideas or questions or thoughts that you may have. Let us pray. Father, you call each one of us to work with you in your vineyard, in the kingdom of God. Help us to use the gifts and skills and talents that you have given to each one of us, the unique way that you have shaped each one of us. Help us to utilize all that we have and all that we are in the service of your kingdom, working alongside and with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're now going to move into a time of prayers of intercession for ourselves and for the wider world. So let us pray. Lord, as we gather to pray, we remember those within our church family who are still anxious and struggling about coming back, and those that can't come back for health reasons. Lord, we cannot name them online, but we name them in our hearts and our minds now. Lord, we pray that you would draw near to them, especially those that are struggling, those who are anxious. May they know your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for the brigades, for the Boys Brigade and the Girls Brigade. We thank you that they're both now going back, and we thank you for all the the young people that have returned. And we pray your blessing on future gatherings for the leaders with the extra work and responsibility that they have at this time. But we pray that the boys and the girls would enjoy being with their friends again. We pray that you would be a sustaining presence in their midst. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the youth group as they gather on Sunday evenings, and we pray for the leaders and for the children that come along, the young people, that you would bless their conversations and the games and the fun that they have together, that you would keep them safe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for Toddle Inn as they start back in the coming week. We pray for Meryl and her team and for those involved there. We pray for all the parents and the carers and the children that are coming back. We pray that you would keep them safe. We pray for a renewing of relationships. And we thank you for the communication and the contact with them at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment of silence, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, we pray for the local elections to new councils with new councillors. We pray for the national elections in Wales and in Scotland. The results are still coming in as we pray. But we pray for all those who are taking up new roles of public responsibility and service to the wider community. We pray for new councillors and for new MSPs and members of the Wales Senate. Lord, be with them. Help them to serve the common good and all your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for the COVID vaccine rollout in the UK, and we thank you for the progress that is making at this time, and we pray that more people would be vaccinated and protected. But Father, we're also aware of the global situation, and we pray for the people of India that they would receive help and solidarity and support at this time, especially those working in their health system. And we pray that you would comfort and support those who mourn at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, we pray for Christian Aid Week, which starts on the 10th of May, which will be Monday if you're listening to this on Sunday, the following day. And we pray that there won't be the same door-to-door collection, certainly not locally in Moulton, but also nationally in the present circumstances. We pray that people would be led to give individually to support the work of Christian Aid. And we pray that you would meet their resource needs at this time. And we pray for those for whom Christian Aid works with in partnership, that you would bless their work, and that you would supply the resources that they need, and that we, each one of us, could play our own small part in that. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we offer you all these prayers, and we join them together with the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and I'll close with a blessing. Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father. Set out then on a new life with Christ, and the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. So thank you for being with us, and hopefully meet you online next week. Go well, and God bless.